Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody greater.
Nobody.
was like, man, but I'm asking my other coworkers, they was all like, I thought so-and-so called. I thought so-and-so called. One thought the other called, all that old man.
Oh, man.
But anyway, he had just retired 2 months ago.
Oh, Lord, Lord.
And we used to tease him like, man, what are you still doing here? Because he's been on the site.
Yeah.
And they made him retire because he had got to the point where he was getting forgetful.
Oh, okay, okay.
We couldn't keep him on working, and he stopped for 2 months. Because he was doing stuff that other folks, and he wasn't just, he was one of the most bright, he wasn't just black, he was a grumpy old black man.
Okay, okay.
And that's why we said he was, because he had told me one time about,
he was so, hey,
he died. And he must have been because he did the same.
Oh, wow.
He gonna be gone. Hmm. That piece of fire killed
him. How old he was?
About 80, maybe 81. Okay. 82, somewhere in.
Yeah. Like I said, I was 81 when I stopped.
We can't hear you, Pastor.
It was time for me to stop, man, so I stopped.
I mean, sometimes the body.
The body. Okay, then tell me about your man. I tell you that man, from my father started. The, you know, I, no, the body outside the hood. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
We can't hear you, Pastor. We can't hear you.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Everybody give God a praise. We give God a praise. Amen. Hallelujah. For this day, this is a day that the Lord has made. We're going to be glad and be thankful in it. And so everybody just give out a shout. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Give out a shout again.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know how we said we're going to change the atmosphere this morning. And we're going to give some praise to God. Amen. We got to start having church on our own. Amen. Hallelujah. We just got to do it on our own. My own, amen. We just got to do what the way God lead us, and we're going to be a people that was called by, we are a people that was called by God, and we have been made in his image, and I want to thank you that, thank God that I'm now in his image, because what, I've been begotten of the Spirit, amen, and whatever you've been begotten of the Spirit, you have been begotten of God, because God is a what?
Spirit.
God is a Spirit, amen. And those that worship God must worship him how?
In spirit.
And in the truth, in the word, amen. And then we can sing according to what the word says about us, because it's the word that begets us, amen. We have been begotten by what? The word of God, amen. And the word is God, and the word was God, and the word will become, became flesh, and it dwells among us. And so right now, God is dwelling among us in flesh, in the flesh, in the flesh. He's dwelling among us in the flesh. And we are the flesh that God is dwelling among, amen, in us. And so thank God this morning for everybody that is here, amen. We just want to get started, amen, this morning. Amen. Anyone got a scripture, sister? Come on. Give us a scripture, sister, amen. We want to praise God.
Good morning. Good morning. I'll be reading for Philippians 4:4.
Amen.
4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen for that scripture. Amen. Brother Ray, you going to give us the prayer?
Father, we just come before the throne of grace on today, lifting your name up, and all those that are in here.
Amen.
Sorry about that. It's all over. You got to fix it, that. You know what's in
there. I'll just go ahead and fix that.
Lord, we want to thank you. Bless my clumsy feet. Lord, we want to thank you this morning as we come before the throne of grace once again. Laying our concerns, our needs, expectations, desires, health, finances, our children, grandchildren, homeless. We lay it all at your feet today, God. Issues of the world today, Father. We know with your divine intervention that, God, you can straighten anything out. And we want to thank you today for healing, that the sick make a recovery today, the lost be found today, Lord. Gospel in Jesus Christ. And Lord, that a broken heart be mended together, a troubled mind be regulated on today. Touch the powers that be, Father God. Lord, in the White House and in the cities and the police and all this stuff that's going on today, Father. And we want to thank you right now, God, that your people be not affected by it, Father. But we keep our eyes stayed upon thee. He said, if you keep our eyes, our minds stayed upon thee, you'll keep us in perfect peace. And so, God, he's looking for that peace within, shalom, Father, that the world can give us the peace that you can. And the world is in chaos today, God, that you will send your healing power. Lord, that you would send your strength, that you would send holiness through the land today. Lord, that you would, you said, wherever your spirit is, there's liberty, that people get free today, God. In Jesus' name, and they mind today that they may become free today, God. In Jesus' name. Lord, we just want you to help us today. Lord, strengthen us today. Strengthen your people today that are getting weary today. Lord, you said, but if we faint not, Lord, that we will reap. We thank you on today, God, that give us the strength that we need. Let the word that's going to go forth, God, that hardened hearts become a heart of flesh, and Lord, blind eyes will be opened and deaf ears will be opened up today, Lord. And we want to thank you. We give you praise and bless this house. Send many people in this house, Father God, that they may be saved and baptized and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And we want to thank you as we magnify your name and magnify thy word. And it is written and it is so. Let us all just say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Give the Lord a hand, pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I pray everyone had a blessed week. I think if you're here this morning, sitting in the building or online or Facebook, your week was blessed because you're still here this morning. I want to thank God for being here this morning. Thank him for his goodness and his mercy and do it forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being God Almighty, all power of your hand. There's none before you, beside you, or after you. You're God all by yourself, and you don't need no help. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, 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 God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, 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 God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He blessed me once. He blessed me twice. He blessed me all of my life. Oh, 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 God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretched like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Son said, God has smiled on me. He has been good to me. All of my life, he has been good. You don't see that until you become an adult. You know, you say, oh, Lord, the things that I got into or could got into, and he brought me out things that I shouldn't have my little self into. Amen. And I thank you. I thank you for that, you know. Because sometimes we go places we shouldn't go, and, you know, and thank God for bringing us out of those places safe and sound. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Jesus is the God we serve. Awesome is the God we serve. Awesome is the God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Give y'all another hand clap. Hallelujah. For being a mighty God, being an awesome God, and being Jesus, the God that we serve. Hallelujah. A mighty God that we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing mighty or stronger or powerful than he is. So anything you're going through this morning, if you got Jesus in your life, you're all right. No, he'll bring you through. He might not be the way you want him to bring you through, but he will bring you through. Hallelujah. So a long time ago, I looked outside and I had the storms come and the raging and they go. But one day, he said, go look outside. I went looked outside. I said, now, the storm had came and tore everything up, you know, but it passed. But then it passed. It might not, you know, it might caused some damage, but it passed, and you were still here. Your house, your car, everything is still here. So what he so says, stones always come to pass. They never come to last. They always come to pass. So if someone going through a storm this morning, remember, your storm do not come to last. They always come to pass. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. This great light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. This great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This great light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. In my neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, in my neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. In my neighborhood, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Yes, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, kind of is this little light of mine. But I always say, my light is not little. My light is great. So I'm going to let this great light of mine that God gave me, I'm going to let it shine. You know, in my neighborhood, it's good to know your neighbors like you, love you, and care about you. You got some neighbors, you say, you care what happens to them, you don't care for them, where they move in the neighborhood. But you know what I think? we have a nice neighborhood and nice neighbors. You know, so I just thank God for that. And I think I would turn it back in the hand of Pastor Paige.
Hallelujah. I know someone got a testimony. You got something that God did for you this year. If you didn't give you a testimony for the beginning of the year, maybe you had something that you wanted to do this year that you didn't do last year. You know, we had to bring it out of our mouth first, say it with your mouth, and believe it in your heart so you can perform it. Amen. Is there somebody, someone, you had something that you wanted to do, you want to do this year? You had to let it be known to God so God can help you do what it is that you have a desire in your heart to do. Amen. And this is one of the reasons we pray. We pray. Why do we pray? We pray because we ask God for help to do something that we can't what? That I can't do on my own, amen. I can't do it by myself. I need help, Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, we need help. We need help when you need a change in your life. Lord, I need help, Lord. Amen. I got things that I can't overcome. I got to say, Lord, what? I need help, Lord. Huh? And you can't be ashamed to ask God for anything. Huh? Amen. You can't be ashamed to ask God. He said, I'm here. I'm here to help you. So if someone got a testimony, amen, you got a testimony, amen, or something God did at the beginning of the year, amen. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to share your testimony. Your testimony can help somebody else, amen. Mm-hmm. Your testimony can help someone else. When you tell people about the hell that God brought you out of, amen, then they don't want to go to the same place, amen. Yeah, I thought about the rich man with that Luke 15. I thought about the rich man. The rich man was trying to testify while he was in hell. Go tell my five brothers, but don't come to this place. Amen. Amen. And so I wish someone would go testify to my brother and tell them not to come to this awful place. And so he wanted someone to tell his brother the hell that he was in, and let them know they better get it together and get it right, amen. And so he was trying to testify while he was in hell. Don't tell my brother, don't come here, amen. And so whatever we've gone through, you need to let somebody else know so that they won't end up in the same place, amen. And I have the body right here now. You know, a lot of times we wonder, we say, well, why we don't see people show up? And one of the reasons we don't see people show up because most of the time we don't invite nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to make an invitation.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know whether someone's going to come or not unless you invite them.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen. A lot of times we look at where they're going to come. Well, they go to a church. This is church stuff today, you know. They go to a church and they belong somewhere. But well, you don't know. You don't know unless you invite them or talk to them. They might not be satisfied. And so if there's ever going to be growth, amen, we got to invite people. Hmm? If there's no invitation, who's going to come? And so as a body now, we have to start making the invitation, amen.
Amen.
And then if they don't come, you can talk to them and get them saved yourself. Amen. Huh? We all supposed to be soul winners, amen. That's what God called us all to be. Talk to somebody. It don't matter. You can talk to them on the phone. I mean, you don't have to be out. You can talk to them on the phone. You know, be a helper to somebody else. And if we're going to ever grow, there's going to have to be some invitation made. Amen. I know you might say, well, they might not like you, Pastor.
Well, that's all right. They like Jesus, amen. You don't have to like me, they just got to like Jesus, amen. Instead of looking at me, we're going to be looking at the Jesus, amen, looking at the Word. Well, Pastor, you know, bitch, no, you got to invite them. You don't know. Mm-hmm. Amen. Just because they go somewhere else, you still don't know. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be active. If something's going to change this year in 2023, then we have to be active. Amen. We can trust. Amen. And so the thing about it, we have to become an active line, an active church. Amen. And just invite people. You know, if you don't invite them to the church, amen, invite them to Jesus. At least you can invite them to Jesus if you don't invite them to anything else, amen. It is Jesus that we're supposed to be uplifting, right? Not the man, not me, not somebody else, but you're going to uplift them to Jesus. And can we start doing that this year, amen? Huh? And then all of you online and all of you on Facebook, amen, you can come yourself, amen. We will invite you too to come, amen, and participate. And all that we don't have, you can make up the difference, amen. Huh? Amen? You know, the things that we don't have, you can be that thing, amen. You know, you say, well, you don't have this, you don't have that. Well, you can be that, amen. You come on, take the place. Come on, lift up Jesus, the name of Jesus. Wherever you're at, you can lift up the name of Jesus, amen. And this year, you know, we're going to put down all of our bricks this year. Amen. You know how we get these bricks? We're going to put down our bricks this year, amen. And whatever altar, whatever we got against somebody, lay that brick down, amen. And let that thing go. Let us come together. What, as a body, you know, my feet ain't supposed to be fighting against my hand. We're supposed to be helpers one to the other, another, amen? Mm-hmm. And this is what we got to do as a body this year, amen?
Amen.
Our body, amen. Hallelujah. And then if we ever going to be a little body, you know, we don't be, you know, one thing here, I'm not going to tell you, amen. If God don't tell you give $1,000, I'm not going to tell you give $1,000, amen. And I tell you, you're going to get a house if I give you $1,000. You give me $1,000, you're going to get a house. If I could tell you that, I would tell myself that, amen? And you know what I'm trying to say? I would prophesy to myself. But if God lays on your heart to do something, do as your heart tells you to do. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let nobody, what they call it, coerce you into doing something you really don't want to do. Because if you do it and you're not doing it of faith, what is it? It's sin, amen. Anybody got a testimony before we bring the word out today? Have anyone got a testimony, amen?
Well, I have
a
testimony.
Go ahead, sister.
I want to just thank God for being alive. You know, I just thank him for help and strength. You need to call those things. So I'm calling help and strength in my body.
Amen.
You know, I can walk. You can walk today. Well, good morning. Come walk. No good morning, come speak. I'm here. But thanks, I have all the activities on my limb, you know, in my body, but I have all of them. And then I thank God for that, you know. And I thank God. But my husband and I celebrated 46 years of marriage on 24th of December. You know, it's a long time. You're right.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
God, great.
Hey.
I didn't want to take it back, you know. So many people don't think married or no anymore these days, you know. This. Give me 2 weeks and I'm gold, you know, like that. But I didn't want to thank God on this. He put up with me all these years. I put it that way. He put it with me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Oh, Jesus. I thank God, man.
Amen.
So I gave him the strength to put me with me on this.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead.
Be good with me. You didn't have a laugh for that.
Amen. Amen.
I didn't want to thank you. You brought me through an accident last year.
two of them in the same place. But I was scared. I didn't want to go that way for a while, but I go that way now. But, you know, but, and so he just brought me through a lot last year. And I know he's going to bring me through this year. And that's what he wants to be here and bring me through it.
Amen, amen. And give Lord a hand praise for that, amen. Hallelujah. It is good to testify from the heart, amen. Amen, how God brought us through two accidents, amen. Tore up two cars in the same place, amen. So thank God for keeping us, kept us safe through each one of them. No one got hurt, amen. That's the good thing about it. We say we can always buy another car, but we can't get another you.
Amen.
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 And so don't, whenever we lose things, don't get upset about losing things. You can always get new things, but you can't get a new you.
Amen.
Because after death, there comes the judgment. It's over, amen. And then it's either you're going to one place or the other place. You're going to have eternity in heaven or hell.
Amen.
Amen. But as long as we got breath, as long as we've got life, God grace, God would shed his grace upon you even at the last moment. Amen. The last moment, amen. And so there's someone else. You got a testimony online today? We want to hear from you today.
Amen, amen. This is Elder Prevost giving honor to God, to you, Pastor, all the ministers that's there today, all the saints. I just give God the glory, the honor, and the praise this morning. And I just thank God on behalf of the I guess you want to call it the CARE Church Radio Media Ministry. As you know, we've been on the same platform for the past 5 to 6 years. But praise God, we're getting ready to move forward, and we're going to be available, living with purpose, living with expectation. That's the name of your segment. It's going to be available on iTunes and iHeartRadio and other media platforms now. So God has been moving, and I just thank God for everything he's doing. And believe it or not, Pastor, I got you all over the internet. So be ready, because we're getting ready to move forward. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I don't even know that about iTunes and iHeart and what else?
iHeart Radio.
But just thank God. You know, you don't never know. You know, you just do what you're supposed to do, amen. And you don't know how God's going to use somebody else to bless you, amen.
Amen.
You don't know how God is using him to help me, amen. You know, it might not be on the scene, but it's behind the scene. And sometimes people, you know, that do things on the scene, you know, they're there to get all the credit for everything. But people who do things behind the scene, they do things that you don't even know about. I don't know. I didn't even know about that, amen. but just thank God for him, amen, that he's doing things behind the scene that I don't even know anything about. Amen. Amen. And then, you know, he's trying to help me up, but at the same time, when you help somebody else up, you're helping yourself up also, amen. And so this year, let's learn how to help one another. Amen?
Amen.
Let's invite people. That's one thing. Let's invite somebody. Amen. If they come one time, don't come back. At least you invited them. Amen. Just say, I invited somebody. And so this year, we're going to make sure everybody invites somebody. Everybody going to invite somebody. Whether they go to a church, whether they unsaved, whether they saved, this year, everybody going to invite somebody. And we're going to increase in numbers this year. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand for it. Amen. And even some of those who have left, we're going to invite them back again. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, come on, you don't have to sit at home, man. You've been to California. You've been on a cruise, and you've been everywhere. You ain't scared to come to church no more. Amen. You go to the store every day. Amen. You don't wear no mask when you go to the store, and all of a sudden you get clumsy when you come into church, amen? You can't come. How about y'all going to do that this year? Everybody going to bring somebody. Everybody going to try to win a soul. If you don't bring them to church, bring them to Jesus. Somebody needs some help this year, amen? So we want to thank God. Give God another hand, praise. Oh, I had a song I wanted to to bring out so bad, amen. I couldn't find it today. I was going to have that song. I was listening to that song last night, and amen, it just brought tears to my eyes. And while nobody was there, I just began to praise God myself. And I wanted to find that song this morning. I should have saved it, but I didn't save it. Amen. And so let's thank God for the word. Give the Lord another hand, praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Today, amen. Today, I won't be bringing the word. I just have to get this in because, you know, the things you have to get in, you know, just come to the word and nothing. But we got to say something to try to bring us together because we are body. Amen. And we got to realize we are body and we work together. And then everybody need to do a part. Everybody need to be doing something. Amen. And be faithful enough to come and just do what it is that you know how to do best. God has gifted you in the area. Use your gift to build up. Amen. And so today I had asked Minister Ray, I had asked him to bring a word today. And let's give brother, come on, Minister Ray. Minister Ray Thurman, I asked him to give the word. Amen. And I just want to thank him for be careful there while you walk there. I had asked him to give the word. So I just want to thank Minister Ray Thurman. Amen. For coming to give a word today. Let everybody just give him a hearty amen. Amen. He's part of the body. We're gonna use what we got. Amen. You can't just use other things. You got to use what you got.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So God bless y'all, Minister Ray.
Praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. As always, we bear witness there is no God but one, and there is no one with him, besides him, equal to him, before him, and there will be no God after him. He's the only true living, wise God. And we want to thank God for being who he is, Alpha and Omega. We bless the church today, all those in attendance today. Bless Pastor Page, all those online and on Facebook. And God has never made a mistake, and he's never lost. And we thank you for sending his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, for dying on the cross and shedding the precious blood for the remission of our sins. I just open up today. Thank God for being here today, Pastor Page, General, Sister Katisa, Sister Gina, I call her Jean, and those that are not here, Valerie, maybe, hallelujah. We thank God, and you never know what the wind blow in, huh? Amen, praise God. We talk, you know, in the opening here, we talked about, I always opened up that there's no God but one. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to talk about today. There's only one. And people always talk about there's two and three different gods, but the scripture says that there's only one. And we got to believe that there's only one. And because there is only one, and all through this book of scriptures, it tells us that it's only one God that do everything. Amen? There's only one God. Book of Micah tell you, 2:10, haven't we all have one Father and created by one God? I didn't hear the scripture say that it was us, them, they, or we. When we look at the scriptures, always he, his, him, me, and I. All that means one God. And so we go, I'm going to just float right through with me today. I'm going to get multiple scriptures. Pastor Page, I hope you got your Bible. Valerie, I hope you got your Bible. Sister Katisa got hers. And Sister Jean, you got yours. I'm going to use all y'all today. So I can get through this real quick.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I'm going to stay long now. I'm going to hold y'all in here today. But just because of you.
Y'all were
22. I don't see how. Well, that's a different story. Anyway, we're going to start with Isaiah 45:6. What do the scriptures say here?
That they may know from the rise of the sun and from the west, and they have none beside me.
What? What did he say? They will know that there's what?
None besides me.
I am the Lord, and there is what? None else. Do anybody understand what none means? Huh? If you open a cart, the eggs, and there's no eggs in there, what would you come and say? There was none in the cart, right? So when God says, I am the Lord, and there is none besides me. Go ahead.
I formed the light and created darkness.
I made peace and created evil.
I, the Lord, do all these things.
Did that scripture even remote close that there's another God anywhere else? Huh? Amen. Did he say that? I always say, where's these other two chunks at? Because every time I read the scriptures, there's only this God talking about himself and what he do. Amen? And so when people get to talking about, we always got these Trinitarians that believe in two and three gods. In case you're listening good today, Facebookers and those that online that believe in three gods, we're going to straight you out today. And we all, they always said there's two and three gods. Jesus is the second person. Go to Mark. Go to Mark 16:19. The piece of Revelations 4:1. And Gene, if you got your phone, get Acts 7:55. Pastor Page, you grab Exodus 15:6. I think I should do it right there. So we talked about the one God today. There's only one. There's only one that do everything, that done all things, that created the heaven and the earth, that stretched forth the east from the west, that ride the wings of the wind, that's higher than heaven, deeper than hell, broader than the sea, longer than the earth. This is the one God that we always, that he always said, it is I. It is I. When he talk about himself, it's always I, him, his, he, me, or sometimes he even say a. What do Mark 16:19 says? But
it's so then after the Lord has spoken unto them, He was received up in heaven. And sat on the right hand.
See, this is where people get it mixed up at. Well, he's sitting on the right hand. It says that he had sat on the right hand of God. Then also in the book of, Gene, you got Acts 7:55?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see that. Let's see what it says. Let's see. Let's see the God changing his position. Now, what do Acts 7:55 say?
But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfast into heaven, and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God.
So, did he change positions? Have he changed positions from sitting to standing? And then when you talk about standing on the right hand of God, you got to understand what right hand means. Pastor Page, Exodus 15.
Thy right hand, O Lord, has become glory and power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has vested teachers the enemy.
See, you got to understand what right hand means. Right hand just means another thing, that another meaning of power. Right hand. It's not that Jesus is standing next to another,
Because he's not. Because he's not standing next to another.
Amen.
Right hand just means power. And so let's go to what Apostle John said, can teach this youth in Revelation 4:1. Let's see what the scripture says.
After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will see thee.
Come up hither. Go ahead.
I will see these things which must be hereafter.
Go ahead.
Immediately,
he was in the spirit. So you got to be in the spirit to see spiritual things, and you got to be in the spirit to see what? Go ahead. He saw what? So what was sitting in heaven? Huh? A throne was sitting there in heaven. Is A singular? Huh? What else did it say? And the one that sat on the throne. But what did Mark say? He was received up in heaven and sat on the right hand of God. You see, go back to Acts 7:55. Yeah.
But he being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly
into heaven,
and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on
the right hand of God. So what did he do? Get up there and flop down in the chair next to him? Huh? Could happen. That's not going to happen. Let me explain this, what he doing up there. What's happening up there? Jesus was standing in the glory and in the power of God. That don't mean that he was standing next to another. If I'm come down here and stand next to the general right here, that's two of us. But that works with two of us, because me and her are separate. But is God separate from Jesus? No. He's not separate from Jesus. Jesus is God,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
What do we say in Titus 2 and 13? It says, blessed hope, the appearing of our great God, the Savior, what's his name? Jesus